all you need to know, the Bloomberg Quint podcast that prepares you for the day's business.
Brought to you by IIFL Securities, India's leading broking firm.
Good morning. You're listening to the Daily Morning Update from Bloomberg Quint, and I'm Alex Matthew. Today's the 2nd of January. In an interview with news agency ANI, Prime Minister Narendra Modi questioned the efficacy of farm loan waivers, saying such waivers were usually done around elections and have not had long-term benefits for farmers. He said, and I quote, "These are just electoral stunts. Yet if a state government does it, we never stop them. In fact, some BJP-ruled states have also done it," unquote. In that same interview, Modi said that former Reserve Bank of India Governor Urjit Patel wanted to resign much earlier because of personal reasons and there was no question of any political pressure on him. Patel resigned, as you'll probably remember, just last month. Speaking about the Reserve Bank of India, it has announced a one-time restructuring scheme for certain small borrowers applicable on loans not exceeding 25 crore rupees and which can be implemented by banks and non-bank lenders. Under the new scheme, accounts in the micro, small and medium enterprises segment, which are in default but are still considered standard as on January 1, can be restructured once without any downgrade on their asset classification. The government's goods and services tax collections fell for the second straight month in November. They stood at 94,726 crore rupees compared with 97,637 crore rupees collected in October and more than 1 lakh crore in September. The National Company Law Tribunal has allowed the Corporate Affairs Ministry to reopen the books of Island Affairs Group and its subsidiaries for the past 5 years under Section 130 of the Companies Act to ascertain financial mismanagement. Sticking with the financial space, veteran banker Uday Kotak is of the opinion that non-bank lenders are much more fragile than they were a year ago and have to be closely watched, even as the credit crunch triggered by the Island Affairs defaults has started to ease. In good news for aviation companies, jet fuel prices were cut by a record 14.7% yesterday on the back of the decline in international crude prices, making it cheaper than both petrol and diesel. The government has proposed a penalty of up to 1 crore rupees on entities that violate the provisions of the Aadhaar Act, with an additional fine of up to 10 lakh rupees per day in case of continuous non-compliance. That's a PTI report. In the international space, most markets will be back online today after the New Year break. Just one update for you. As you're probably aware already, parts of the US government continue to remain shut going to 11 days. Now, in the first sign of a possible opening for negotiations to break the stalemate with his opponents, US President Donald Trump invited the top congressional leaders from both parties to a White House briefing on border security today and suggested in a tweet that he wants to make a deal. In Asia this morning, the queues appear to be not so great, with the early risers opening a little muted. The Japanese markets are shut, though, today for a holiday. We'll have more clarity once the Chinese markets open. With that, it's over to Darshan Mehta for the trade setup for the day in India. Morning, Darshan. How are we looking today?
Hi, Alex. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. If you're looking at the global cues, they were rather strong. The US markets ended with a positive bias. But as of now, the SGX Nifty is trading slightly muted. Crude was up for the third day, and there was a mixed close by the base metals on the LME. Auto sales numbers came out. Eicher Motors, extremely weak set of numbers. Motorcycle sales were down 13% at 58,278. So that's extremely weak. Even though motorcycle exports were up 41%, the overall numbers were weak. Even Tata Motors, slightly muted set of numbers. Domestic commercial and passenger vehicle sales were down 8% at 50,440. Export of commercial vehicles and passenger sales were down 36%. VST tillers, tractors, power tiller sales was down 55% and tractor sales was down 1%. Jet Airways will be in focus. They have said that the payment of interest and principal installment due to the consortium of Indian banks led by SBI on 31st December has been delayed due to temporary cash flow mismatch and the company has engaged with them in relation to the same. Moil has cut the prices on different grades of manganese ore by 10% effective January 2019 and it is also offering 5 to 20% discount on select grades. NMDC will consider a share buyback of January 8th. Chambal Fertilizer says that the commencement of commercial production from the Rajasthan plant with effect from 1st January has started. Wiseman Forex promoters intend to sell their entire stake of 74.84% stake in the company to EBIX Group. Glenmark Pharma completes the transfer of the company's API business into a wholly owned arm, Glenmark Life Sciences, and the management had earlier said that they are looking to get in a strategic partner here. Coal India, the December updates are out. Coal production down 0.9% and offtake is down 1.2%. CLSA has come out with a note on metals. They are saying deteriorating Chinese demand outlook will weigh in on commodity prices. They cut the FY20-21 EPS estimates by 9% to 38% across stocks, factoring in lower commodity prices and stronger rupee. Now for Tata Steel, they have downgraded it to a sell and cut the target price to 460. For JSW Steel, again, they have downgraded it to sell and cut the target price to 260. Hindalco also gets a downgrade, target price cut to 210. And Vedanta and Coal India, it's a maintained buy, but Vedanta target has been cut to 250 and Coal India target has been cut to 310. But there's much more you need to know before trade actually starts. For that, log on to our website, BloombergQuint.com, and click on the All You Need to Know tab and you'll be prepared for morning trade.
Thanks, Arshan. And thank you all for listening in. As always, this is Alex Matthews signing off. Have a lovely day.
I hope you enjoyed listening to All You Need to Know. Did you know that you can listen to this show on the IVM Podcast app? On the IVM Podcast app, along with this, we have a number of other shows which you think you'll enjoy. Listen to Cyrus Says with Cyrus Brocha as the host. Listen to Paisa Vaisa with Anupam Gupta. The Seen and the Unseen with Amit Verma. Or Shunya One, hosted by Shiladitya Mukhopadhyay and myself. Check out the IVM Podcast app to get more talk content that you will enjoy.